The Wasatch Fire District was checking equipment, filling up water tankers, and organizing personnel when KPCW called to get a holiday fireworks update. Public Information Officer Janet Carson says last year they were responding all night long to calls from all over Wasatch County.
I know the governor did post a request, please do not do fireworks and be a good citizen. One of the biggest things is they throw them in their garbage can and then their garbage can catches on fire. We had a call last year where the garbage can caught on fire, the garage caught on fire, and their side-by-side burnt right next to it. So disposing of them is very important also. We had multiple calls after that. We were all over the valley, out half the night, all over the valley. It was pretty crazy.
Carson says it's up to the different fire jurisdictions to decide whether private fireworks can be used during the two July holiday time periods. The state guidelines allow them 2 days before Independence Day and Pioneer Day until 11 p.m. On the 4th and 24th, they're allowed until midnight.
And I know the state has kind of suggested that we have banned areas and the incorporated cities allow them. You know, we'll have to see how things go on the 4th and then make further restrictions on the 24th. But you know, there's a lot of people with fireworks that have their own that want to do them. And we're hoping that everyone is just safe.
There are some homeowners associations that never allow fireworks. Carson says the maps on the website, wasatchcountyfire.com, clearly shows where fireworks are permitted.
Green area, it's the very center, you know, in the Heber City Incorporated. Anything out of that green area is not allowed. Walsburg Town has an incorporated area, but they have chosen to ban fireworks completely in Walsburg. So there are no fireworks allowed in Walsburg. There's also HOAs, like Timber Lakes has an HOA, and they are out of the incorporated area, but they have a ban 365 days a year, no fireworks. So if you're in an area that has an HOA, check with your HOA first.
Carson says fireworks start July 2nd, and they're checking the big tanker trucks, filling them with water, and making sure everything is in working order.
We're going through all the rigs and making sure they've got water and they're all set up to go. We've got platoons we've all been given an assignment. So we're hoping that we're prepared and we'll be able to handle it.
That's Wasatch Fire District Public Information Officer Janet Carson. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.